And it's a very warm welcome to Firhill Stadium. I hope, first of all, everyone has had a very Merry Christmas. The New Year festivities are still yet a few days away. But, of course, before then, two vital matches to come up for the Jags in the back of that brilliant 3-1 win at Dingwall on Friday night. Tonight, it's the turn of Dundee to come to Firhill. Dundee, of course, who we beat 2-0 at Dens Park earlier on in the season. And the Jags come into this game now fully confident after that superb Friday night triumph in amongst Storm Barbara. Well, ahead of tonight's game, glad to say my special guest is Stuart Bannigan. We'll catch up with Stuart in just a moment. First of all, good evening, though.
How are you doing, Mike? All right?
Very well, thank you. Team news, we always like to bring you that as quickly as we can. And one change to the starting 11. Stevie Lawless drops to the bench. Adam Barton comes in. Normally we get a clue from the manager when he gives us the team as to exactly the formation. Tonight we've had no clues, so we can guess a little bit as to whether it's going to be the usual 4-2-3-1 or whether Adam's going to slip in at the back. Maybe Stuart can enlighten us a bit more in just a moment. Thistle team then, Thomas Cherney, Callum Booth, Sean Welsh, Liam Lindsay, Abdul Osman, Chris Doolan, Chris Erskine, Adam Barton, Christy Elliott, Danny Devine and Ryan Edwards. On the bench, David Amu, Stevie Lawless, Adi Aziz, Davey Wilson, Declan McDade, Ziggy Gordon and goalkeeper Torsten Stuckman. Dundee, fresh from their superb comeback against Hearts, 2-0 down, came back to win 3-2. They go with Scott Bain, Kevin Holt, James Vincent, Darren O'Day, Tom Hatley, Julian Exter-Begerin, Paul McGowan, Marcus Haber, Kostadin Gadzilov, Cammy Kerr and Craig Whiten. Their subs are Rory Loy, Danny Williams, Nick Ross, Faisal Elbaktou, Jesse Curran, Kevin Gomez and substitute goalkeeper David Mitchell. Referee for tonight's game is Alan Muir. Stuart, have you got a clue as to what we're doing? Is it 4-2-3-1 or is Adam going to play in the heart of the defence again?
I think it will be a 3-5-2, to be honest, Michael. I think a few of the boys will mention it down there. Don't quote me on that though, in case I'm wrong. But I think it will be a 3-5-2. You know, the game up at Dens Park, we went a 3-5-2 there and we were very dominant in our performance. So I would be surprised if it was a 4. But, you know, I do think we'll be going at a 3 and Adam will be in one of the back three.
Absolutely. Dundee, of course, changed their shape immediately after our game against them. They've gone to a 3-5-2. So is there a case of us maybe perhaps trying to match up with them a little bit?
Yeah, well, I think it'll probably them trying to match up with us, to be honest. You know, the way we controlled that game up there would have really, really hurt them. You know, they were totally dominated the full game. We were excellent that night. So maybe, you know, that's what Paul Hartley would be thinking tonight. We'll play a 3-5-2 again and just match up with them and make it a sort of man-v-man battle out there.
I think if I remember, you were the guest up at Dens Park as well.
I was a guest at McDermott Park and Dens Park. We won those two games, so I don't know.
And I believe you were supposed to do Dingwall and then
chickened out
because of Storm Barbara.
Yeah, I didn't want to go up there. You know, it's a bit dangerous, Michael, you know what I mean?
Well, we all made it. Anyway, what a difference that has made to everybody's feel around the club, and you just get the feeling that confidence has been risen more with relief than anything, I think.
Yeah, I think so. You see the past two or three games, you know, I was at Tynecastle, I was actually sitting in the away end that day, and the players were absolutely brilliant, especially the second half. You know, could have easily, you know, wouldn't have flattered us to win 3-4-1 there, you know, that day. Celtic Park again, we had a good performance, could have easily nicked something. So it has been coming, but it's get these three games before the new year. It's coming to the point now we need points, and we're 100% taking 4 points for away at County and away at Hearts. It's been a great return. Now we're at home, you know, but I think we'll be looking to take 6 in the next two games, to be honest.
Absolutely. If we do, then it's a guaranteed top 6 place at the winter break. And when you think a game ago we were bottom of the league, it just shows how tight it is.
It's incredible. You know, you're probably looking at it before the Ross County game. You're summing up the season and you're saying it's been a pretty disappointing season in terms of where we are in the league, not in our performances, just in terms of where we are in the league in points. And if we win these next two games, we'll probably comfortably in the top 6. So it's just crazy how things can change, but the players need to take advantage of that. You know, this isn't a gimme tonight. It's going to be a tough game. It'll be a cagey game, two teams sort of similar on points, close to each other in the league, and nobody will really want to give much away.
Of course, the key is winning at home. We won on the opening day of the season and we've not won since. We've not played badly, we've just lost goals at bad times.
Yeah, really bad times. Listen, we've said it many times. It's these last minute goals of killed us this season. We've not had one in a wee while, I don't think, since the Rangers game, I don't think. But I think I've seen it somewhere the other day as well, that I think we're bottom of the form table in terms of home form, which is a really disappointing start for us. We'll be looking to change that tonight.
Is there something in the way we approach, or maybe the way the other team approaches the game here, are we more suited to playing away from home in a slightly counter-attack style?
I think so. I've been like that ever since we've came up, really, to be honest. I think we've always had a bit sort of better performances away from home. I can't really quite put my finger on why it is. But, you know, all of our sort of top performances you can remember have came away from home. And listen, if we keep doing it away from home, picking up points, then fantastic. But you know, you want to please your own fans. You know, they turn out every second week to get entertained and get excited. And we're going to try and get them as many points as we can.
Looking then ahead to these two games, Dundee and Kilmarnock are teams in that little group of teams that are perhaps going to dictate or determine how the season goes. And having played all the top teams in recent weeks, it's a different approach we've got to have, because we were going to have much more of the ball compared to the Rangers, the Celtics and the Hearts, where perhaps we were second in terms of percentage. This time we're going to be much more even.
Yeah, you've seen it in the Rangers game, you've seen it in the Hearts game. They had quite a lot of the ball, but we were set up to break on them. And when we nicked the ball off them, they looked very dangerous. That's why we created all our chances in these games. It's going to be maybe a different game tonight. Maybe Dundee will let us have the ball and sit in. And it's going to be very interesting to see how we approach that and see what we do and how we try and adapt to breaking them down. Because I do think we will have most of the ball tonight. Which you said, you know, it's going to be a lot different from the past two or three games we've played.
Well, up at Dingwall, Chris Erskine was the Chris Erskine of old. He really did look like a man on a mission. He hasn't played like that in a number of weeks, so it's good to get him back in that kind of form, and hopefully that'll help him carry
on. Yeah, I was kidding Chris on a couple of weeks ago. I was saying, you know, the big man had carried us for the first 6-7 weeks of the season. I was saying he just needed a wee couple of weeks break and getting back on it. That's what I was saying to him. And you know, he came up with a great performance the other night. You know, he's got that in his locker. You know, he's a real catalyst to our team. You know, when he's on form, more often than not, we score 2 or 3 goals in a game.
Absolutely. I suspect he's going to be playing in a sort of striker type role, or just off the striker tonight. Does that give him the kind of leeway, the freedom to play the way he likes to play?
I think so, but I think you've seen it the last time. I don't know if I'm correct. One of the last times he played there was a Motherwell game in the 3-5-2, and he played up front, and it just didn't happen for him that day. And I'm not sure if he prefers being in the 4-2-3-1 instead of the 3-5-2. I think he probably does, but he'll have the freedom tonight to go really wherever he wants again. It's just whether or not it clicks or not. It didn't for part that day. You know, it did up at Dingwall the other night. So let's just hope the real Chris Erson turns up tonight, because if he does, I'm sure we'll win this game pretty comfortably.
Absolutely. The one position I'm sure he'd like to play is the top of the diamond, but Ryan Edwards' form in the last few weeks makes that absolutely impossible, because he's just about the first name in the team sheet at the moment.
Yeah, he's had a great season, I think, overall. Maybe a couple of weeks, but listen, he can't play well for the full season. But I think he's probably been one of our best players. Just the way he sets the tone and his energy and his pressing. You've seen it at Celtic Park, he was all over Scott Brown. Scott Brown was getting a minute's peace. And, you know, he just brings a vibrant energy to the team when he does that. And I've seen it in maybe the last 3 or 4 games when he's been taking shots as well for the edge of the box, a couple of them pretty unlucky. I remember one off the bar, one just wide, I think it was against Rangers. So, you know, if he keeps adding goals to his game as well, which he does get a few, then he's a great asset for us.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to catch up with the manager. I spoke to him a couple of hours ago ahead of the announcement of tonight's team, and here was his view, pragmatic approach to tonight's game. Alan, time to look forward to tonight's home fixture against Dundee, and obviously a lot of thinking into the team selection. It would have been easy to say same again, but you've got to just take into account Dundee's change in tactics in the last few weeks.
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll be a different side we face tonight than we faced the last time. The chop and changed during that game. As I mentioned yesterday during the press, they kicked on after that game. They went into a battling victory at Hamilton, and they've played a more direct brand of football. I think Paul said that himself. They went back to the front a lot more. And we decided to freshen things up and change a little bit as well. We brought Adam back in for Stevie Lawless. It gives us a different dimension tonight.
Absolutely. It looks as though Adam will just bring a little bit of craft and creativity, same as Stevie can do, but in a more central area. And I suspect that might be again to match up against what Dundee have to offer.
Yeah, we can do both. We've been playing midfield and we've been playing at the back, and also Stevie's just no longer returned for injury, and he played 2 very, very tough 90 minutes, well, nearly 90 minutes at Dingwall as well. So we've took that into consideration as well, and we've still freshened things up. We've still got Chris Erskine in the pitch, who hopefully won't link up with Chris Dolan. We've got a good partnership there, so, and hopefully we're still very, very creative, because we're at home and we need to go win the game.
Yeah, I was going to touch on Chris Erskine, because we saw it Ross County, just when he's in that kind of form, he's very difficult to play against, and you've got to look for him not only to do that for himself, but to bring everyone around him into the game.
Yeah, no, definitely, it's getting him in the game. That's always a worry when you play him out wider, that he doesn't get as much of the ball as what you hope. And he's done a lot of defending the other night as well, so hopefully tonight gives him a bit more of a free role, playing up top next to Chris Dolan, and he's just going to link up and just go and play, hopefully just go and play and cause them problems and drag their defenders into areas they don't want to be.
We've had a chat about the difference in playing at home and playing away, but there's no magical answer other than just getting some results.
Yeah, definitely, I don't think Dundee will come in, I don't think they'll come and sit, they've done that before against us, enough and broken us and we lost the game heavily, one of the games, but other than that I think both teams are wanting to look up the table, it's a good chance. Both will see the chance to get further up the league. We both, a couple of teams lost yesterday, so that gives both teams a chance to do that. So I think both teams will go for the victory tonight. So it's just about who probably starts the best and continues that hard work.
Absolutely. You touched on the defence, and defensively, signs perhaps that things are looking a little bit better, but the only way that will be sort of answered is when we go maybe 6, 7, 8 games in the trot with the defence looking much like its old self again.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I think it has done. The recent weeks we've played all the top sides and we've looked really solid, apart from the odd hiccup here and there. They've not really cut us open. It's maybe been for a set player, they've looked to be a bit vulnerable, but I think also having Thomas back is a huge part of playing that with experience, and it's made a huge difference to the back four. And that's not putting anything negative towards Stuckey or Ryan Scully. Thomas just knows the lads after last year having such a great year, so I think he's a huge part of playing that, and just hopefully get the clean sheet to top off the good defensive performances.
And not having won at home since the opening day, but there's been a lot of good performances just been ruined really by just crazy lapses in near the end of games. So I mean, there's enough signs to say that there's nothing really wrong with the home form other than perhaps concentration.
Yeah, definitely, I think that has been the case. We've not really looked at it as a monkey hanging around our neck. We've not really looked at it in that way, because our performances have been reasonably okay at home. It's not as if it's been awful, a couple of poor ones, but other than that, it's just been a lapse of concentration that's caused a goal and took away that clean sheet, or meant we've not won the game. We've lost a couple of winning positions, which has been disappointing, so hopefully we get that right tonight.
And tonight, and then Saturday, and then a chance for a well-earned break for a few days at least anyway for the boys, so they know that they can just shove everything and a bit more into these two games.
Yeah, they're well aware of that. They've had a couple of days here and there off, but it's been a tough schedule over the last few weeks, but they know they want to get through it. They know they've got that week ahead. Having that carrot at the other side of that, a chance to recover, it means you don't need to hold anything back. We can just put everything into these next two games.
Let's wish you well for tonight.
Thank you.
Yep, that's the thoughts of manager Alan Archibald then, ahead of tonight's game. Stuart, we want to take a look at what we can expect from the game tonight, and I think you've more or less touched on it, that perhaps we'll have slightly the greater possession, but again, Dundee's change in formation has also led to a change in form. They've certainly become a team that have looked a lot more hungrier than perhaps they did up at Dens that night.
Yeah, obviously that hurt them. I touched on that a wee bit earlier on. That hurt them, that result. And they've changed the way they've played to try and get results. You know, had a great result against Hearts just at the weekend there. Especially being 2-0 down, showing that they've got the hunger and desire to fight back. As I said, this one will be a gimme tonight. The manager touched on it there. He doesn't think Dundee will sit in. I'm not too sure, to be honest. I think they'll maybe sit and let us have a ball a wee bit deeper and just be as compact as they can.
What's made the difference in the number of headed goals we've scored this year? It's something that we've never been really noted for, but this year corners are very effective. Liam's become a very potent threat at corner kicks. So all in all, it's a new threat that we've brought to the
Liam,
game.
Liam bought a magnet at the start of the season. He just put it right in his forehead.
Needed a big magnet.
No, listen, the big man's been absolutely brilliant with the way he's attacking the ball. His goal that night is absolutely outstanding. He's going away from goal. And to get the power to reach, you know, the top corner near enough is brilliant. I don't know how many it is in the league. I don't know if it's 5 or 6.
I think it's 5 in the league, and one in the league cup.
It was absolutely outstanding. We're not even halfway through yet. You know, it's superb. But also the delivery's been a lot better as well, I think. And if, you know, if Liam can keep adding that, then, you know, he's going to be a sought after player, I think, for us, Michael.
Absolutely. Dundee, good side. No Greg Stewart, no Kane Hemmings, no Gary Harkins. It's affected them in some ways, but Marcus Haber's come in and I think he's started to score a couple of goals, but it's still a chunk of their team that's not there, that was there last year.
I think it's their absolute main threat. That's what you always, you know, that was always your thought process when you played Dundee. You know, you'd have a lot of the ball, but they'd punish you and they'd score. If you gave them a chance, they'd score. With Stewart, he scored a lot of goals. Hemmings scored a good 20-30. And you know, Gary Harkin seemed to always have a good game against us, which is pretty frustrating. But without them, you know, they're maybe not looking a great goal threat. And they've lost a wee bit of their, you know, their clinicalness in front of goal. But you know, Marcus Abel's been a wee bit of a threat. He was probably maybe their only shining light up at Dens Park. He was winning a lot of the flick-ons and a lot of flick-ons towards the midfield players, but he wasn't really a real threat in front of goal. But he's, you know, he's changed that in the past couple of weeks with a couple of goals.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, we have got a bit of a set look about our side, but it's become very, very flexible. And as you're saying, we're not sure exactly what formation we're going to line up in tonight. Yeah. And that's down to the flexibility, perhaps, of the one man that's returned to the team tonight, Adam Barton. We've seen how good a player he is, but he is so good in two positions. He's very good centre-half. He's very good in midfield.
Yeah, it's, I think the manager's... He's touched on it a few times this season. I've heard him say that he's always wanted to do it, but he's never quite had the player to be able to change it during games. And with Adam, he's got that. You know, he's seen. You know, he started midfield. Maybe didn't he set the game on fire when he played there, but he was solid. And when he moved to centre half, I think, to be honest, I think he's a much better centre half. He's the way he drives out with the ball, and you can see him dribble by players and into midfield. He's absolutely brilliant. And he takes midfielders out of the game with some of his dribbling and passing. And it's also a wee thing for other managers as well when they see the team lineups, that they're not quite sure what we're going to do as well. It could be a four, it could be a three, and it'll puzzle them.
Absolutely. I said to the manager there, we've got two games to go before the players get a week's holiday, and then they're off to Spain for some warm, you hope, warm weather training. The manager told me that Murcia was flooded last week. That's not good.
No, I might as well stay at Leicester-Hamden.
No, but in seriousness, with two games to go before a week's break, there's no excuses for not giving your all plus a bit more for these two games.
That's it. You know, I think the manager's got to have a set target, two wins from two, and then we can go and, you know, have a week's break and really focus on this second half of the season. Because we've got out of jail a wee bit in terms of some of the results that have happened for us. There's been a lot of draws, so not many teams have been getting away, and it's been very tight and congested in the bottom. And if we can take, you know, 6 points for these next two games, you know, it sets us up brilliantly for a right push for the second half of the season.
And of course, it's perhaps coincided with Thomas Cherney's return to the side. I don't know if Danny and Liam are a better partnership as a four because Thomas is back, but they certainly seem to be a lot more comfortable with each other, even with the added security of the five when Adam, or the three at the back when Adam plays there.
Yeah, Thomas is great for the defence. Yeah, I think it's maybe just a wee bit a coincidence that it's happened at the same time. I don't think it's that much of a difference between when goalkeepers are in, but the manager does touch on it. He brings a calmness to the back line. He makes some crucial saves. One just maybe underrated in Wednesday night there was the chance at 2-0 with the leg save when the boys threw 1-1. Just wee things like that, you know, he makes crucial saves. And, you know, that was massive. But Thomas is a big player for us, and he was definitely a miss when he was out of the team.
Absolutely. Well, earlier on today, I recorded an interview with a player. This was prior to the team being selected, and it's just my lucky white heather. I picked Stevie Lawless.
Brilliant.
So we'll catch up with Stevie, and we got his views ahead of tonight's game. And before that, of course, he knew he was going to have to start this one on the bench.
Yep.
Stevie, first of all, good Christmas by all.
Yeah, it was enjoyable. The children loved it. That was the main thing. My 3-year-old's just really beginning to take control of the household when it comes to Christmas. So that was good seeing her face.
Attention turns to more serious matters tonight. Obviously, things a lot better after last Friday, where I thought the whole team put in a terrific performance.
Yeah, we felt the result was coming. The Hearts game, I thought the boys were brilliant, and even at Parkhead, I thought we deserved more than we got. We done really well going to a hard venue, so even before that, we thought the result was coming, but it's good to finally get the result we thought performance deserved.
Well, Dundee tonight, and they're the kind of team that, for some reason, we have so struggled at Firhill against them.
Yeah, I don't know, don't really know why that is, but we just need to forget about that, to be fair, because it's quite a different team than what it was. So we're going to think we can get the result, and hopefully that'll be the case.
We beat them well up there by 2-0, but I think they've changed a lot since then, and they'll be a totally different type of team we play tonight.
Yeah, they've changed their style of play. When they went to Hamilton, obviously that dictates how you play, kind of on the Astro, so they've took it from then on, and we know it'll be a hard game, because they're quite confident as well, obviously, after the Hearts result, so... We know it'll be a tough game, we know what to expect from them, and as long as we can put in a performance, I'm sure we'll be there or thereabouts for the points.
Psychology is two home wins between now and the end of the year, and we are guaranteed top six at that point, which would be incredible.
Yeah, especially, it's crazy how tight the league is. I think that was our first win in 7 or 8, and we flew up the table. By all accounts, we were eighth until Dundee scored that last goal. So it shows you how crazy the league is, that you can go that long without a win and still jump so many places after one good victory. So imagine how good it would be if we get three in a row.
Absolutely, and from your perspective, great to be A, fit again, and B, back in the side again.
Yeah, it's obviously a plus. I was fit for a while there, but I just couldn't get into the team because the boys were performing well. We weren't getting wins, but the performances were there, so it's good to be back in, and hopefully I can stay in the team for as long as possible and put in some good performances, because the injury was hampering me at the start of the season, and by all accounts right now it's perfect, and Marston's happy with it, so am I, so hopefully that'll be the end of it.
And is it fair to say that nobody is guaranteed a place in the team at the moment, because Chris Erskine's had to sit out, Adam Martin's sitting out at the moment, it's tough?
Yeah, once you're out of the team it's hard to get back in, and that can only be good for the team because you've got competition and you need to give 100% in training and try every single day and every minute, so it can only be good for the squad.
Well, let's wish you well for tonight's game, Stevie, and let's hope there is three more points at the end of it.
Brilliant, thanks Michael, cheers.
Yeah, thoughts of Stevie Lawless, as I say, speaking to him just before the news came that he'd got dropped. Stuart, he touched on squad rotation. Well, I'm going to touch on squad rotation. I don't think this will have ever had an opportunity to do it, but such is the strength of the squad now that this genuinely is squad rotation, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You know, probably 4 or 5 years ago, Chris Erskine, you know, one of our best players, he'd have been straight back in. He'd have played whenever he was fit. But, you know, we've got good enough players that can come in and step in whenever need be. That's, you know, Stevie touching it there. You've got, you know, Squiddy stepped out. Adam Barton, player of the month in the Premiership, missed out in a game. I think maybe a part due to injury as well, but, you know, he was on the bench. And Stevie, you know, is one of the best attackers in the league on his day. You know, he sat out for 2 or 3 weeks. So, you know, the manager's no scared to do it. And you know, it keeps all the boys on their toes.
Absolutely. Obviously, we've got, the manager told us that Muzzy Dumbaya should be back and available for the Scottish Cup tie against Fermartin. Gary Fraser a little bit after that. Ryan Scully, February. Never really gave us an update on Stuart Bannigan.
I'm the mystery man.
This is your chance. What's the latest?
I'm the mystery man. No, I think it's going well. You know, doing a lot more weighted stuff, which is good. And you know, hopefully be running maybe next month at some point in some capacity. There's a machine you use, it's a sort of anti-gravity machine, you don't use all your body weight. So hopefully doing that next month at some point. But I, you know, I can't put an exact time on it. You know, if I was to make a few games this season, it'd be a big bonus for me and I'd be over the moon with that. But, you know, I'm not going to put an actual date on it. But, you know, it's going well enough. I'm enjoying doing a bit more stuff as well, because you're pretty bone at the start. You can't do a lot of exercises with the knee being the way it is. But, you know, it's feeling a lot stronger now. And yeah, we'll just need to wait and see. But, you know, I'm the mystery man, I don't like to talk about it too much.
Do you get to go to Spain?
I think I've got a ticket. I think I've made it. No, it'll just be sort of the same as it'll be over here. I'll just do my gym work over there, and it'll be good to get away with the boys for 4 or 5 days and have a good laugh with them and that. So hopefully there's a gym outside though.
hope the sun's shining. I just want to touch on one thing. I touched on with the manager in an interview yesterday for Jagzone Live. Brendan Rodgers, Celtic manager, came out after the game on Wednesday, or last Tuesday. And said, how on earth that team are bottom of the league, I don't know. When the Thistle fans tell the players they're playing well and, you know, keep going, and the manager says, you know, keep going, you're doing well, maybe luck's not with us just now, you probably say, yeah, we've, you know. Yep. But when it comes from somebody who's regarded as one of the best managers around, you must take a little bit more cognizance of that. Does that sort of ring and boost confidence a little bit?
I think it will, in terms of, yeah, it's coming from him, but, you know, it's only words at the end of the day from a manager that he's beat you. You know what I mean? It's one of the ones that's like, listen, he's got the 3 points. I don't know if he would have said that if he'd have been drawn with him or whatever. You know what I mean? He get the 3 points, which is fair enough. But, you know, it does. The boys will take a bit of confidence for that. In terms of Celtic, have absolutely blown away teams this year comfortably. And to play the way we did there was great. So I think it will. The boys know they're good players. We know we've got a good team, a good squad. But it's just getting points on the board.
Absolutely. So finally, Stuart, before we let you go, Thistle Dundee tonight, key areas, what's the battle? Where's the game going to be won and lost?
I think it's the, if both are playing 3-5-2, I think we've seen there, I've seen Adam doing the stuff with the centre-halves there, so I do think it is a 3-5-2. I think it's just individual battles it's going to be. That's the way it's going to be. If both set up the exact same way, it's winning the midfield battle. That's where most games are won and lost. And, you know, being patient. If Dundee do sit in, we need to be patient on the ball and make sure we keep the back door shut.
Stuart, as always, a pleasure to have you with us. I know you'll be back at half time for a little bit more chat. Thanks for the chat so far.
See you soon.
Enjoy the first half.
Thank you.
That's Stuart Bannigan, who will be joining us again at half time. We've got a wee look back to Friday night as we swap headphones